Tuesday night, Parshas Matas Masai Topshanayin Beis. Let's learn to daven. Okay, we are in holding of an Ashrei here, Rabbi Isai, and I would like to say a number of things that I understood about Ashrei for the first time, and I'd like to thank the Olam for helping me learn Torah. Here we go. Gemara and Brachos. We've spoken about this Gemara. Every Pirish on the Siddur that discusses Ashrei starts off with this Gemara. And you know the Gemara already because we mentioned it. Gemara says, Kol Oimer, Tehillah L'David.
Shalosh Pamim, Zoch Olam Hava.
71.
Kol Oimer, Tehillah L'David, B'chol Yoyim. Shalosh Pamim. Anyone who says Tehillah L'David every day, Shalosh Pamim, Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Hava. Muftach Loishu Ben Olam Hava. The Kasha is, what does that mean? A person eats tarfis his whole life, but he says Ashrei three times a day, he gets Olam Hava. What do you think? Can't mean that.
That'd be too easy then.
Cool. That's right. Exactly the point. Can't be. Kolei metzilah l'dovim b'chol yom shalish pom muftach leishu ben olam haba. Back to Gemara, my time of why. We said this Gemara already. Ilei b'shem ne'asim aleph beis, and because it says aleph beis, name ashrei to me derech, who says aleph beis 8 times. Ela Michael says, pasech es yedepa, sahala gobel says, noisim lechum chol bosa. Shem is beit hart, it has both concepts. The last time we met, which was 2 weeks ago, we did not meet last Tuesday night. Last time we met, I said to you, as Gokha Protus, that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, and of Kuf Dalad Amar Aleph, remember we mentioned that Eicha is also an Aleph Beis. Now, what in the world could be the common denominator between Ashrei and Eicha? That was Ashrei. That was Ashrei, number one. I don't have an answer, but I did find your kasha in this sefer. He asked you a kasha, Mark.
My kasha. Yes. I don't remember my kasha was.
You remember your kasha? I'll tell you your kasha. Your kasha was, why don't we say Ashrei before Myrus?
Oh.
He asked the kasha here in the sefer called Susa Davrov. Baruch Hashem, I found the kasha. Okay. Now, let's try to put everything together. See what Ashrei is about. Yes.
Someone says every day. What happens if you miss one day, but you say it every other day for 50 years? I mean, is that knock me out of the box? Or what do you...
I was just thinking about that because the Gemara's lashon is called Imatil Dovid Bichol Yom. I love that kasha, Brad. I love that kasha. Somebody says Ashrei three times a day for 50 years and misses one day, only says it twice. That's what you're asking, huh?
Yeah. Is there a teretz anywhere?
Can't be, right? We'll have to see.
Is this literal, though?
No. Okay, so far, that's what
it is. What is the connection between Ashrei and
Olam Haba? Yeah. That's correct. Okay, that's good cautious. Good cautious. Now, I'd like to suggest the following possibility, which will put this all together, which may take us perhaps through Ashrei. It's obvious that the Aleph Beis is a component, as we said 2 weeks ago, is a component, I'm sorry for sitting this way, Ashrei is a component of, the Aleph Beis is a component of building the world. Building the world. It's an admission that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayrei Olam. And the world is built through Lashon HaKodesh, which is made of Aleph Beis. So far, so good? What does Poseach Es Yodecha Masbi L'chol Chayvas teach us?
Provides.
Well, no talk.
Hashem provides for everybody.
Right. The mile is Hashem provides for everybody.
But how about for someone who Rachman Latzan's an Ani?
What
if someone doesn't have all their needs being met?
Okay, well, we'll talk about that soon. But tell me, please, what is the essence of the Maila of Saint Poseach Eshedecha Vesvilach Polcheiratzon? What's the essence?
The physical. Hmm?
Well, translate the pasuk. Let's hear. Poseach Eshedecha, right?
Open your hand.
Who should open his hand? Who?
Hashem.
No.
It's a
kaviyacha,
right?
No. Yeah. No. Okay. Hey, what does it say? Translate. Translate.
And open your hand.
Open your hand.
And satisfy the desire.
What's that?
And satisfy the desire of every living thing.
Okay, what does that say? Give me the essence of that statement. What does it mean?
That Hashem provides for everybody.
Hashem gives us what we need
for this world. That's this world.
Hashem provides for everybody. Hashem provides for everything. L'chol chai ratzon. Tell me what that means. Reduce it further to its essence.
So you refer all the birds and the...
Reduce it to its essence. What does it mean?
Hashem allows all us...
Hashem doesn't provide for you. Don't need it.
What does it mean?
Hashem allows all of us to live. He gives us life.
Poseach eshedecha mazbir l'chol chai ratzon. Dr. Crane, put him on pressure over here. What does it mean? Hashem... Open your hand and give every living thing what it needs. Tell me what that means. What is the essence of that pasuk?
It means if you don't have it, you don't need it.
No. Reduce it to its essence.
Hashem controls.
Oh! Friedman! Hashem gives. Open your hand and gives to every chai ratzon, the whole chai ratzon, what he needs. It means because Hashem is in control. He's the borei. He's in control. Poseach eshedecha mazbir l'chol chai ratzon. Zok di Gemara. Why do we say Ashrei three times a day? Because it contains
Aleph
Beis, which is what? What does Aleph Beis mean?
The world.
He what? The building blocks of the world. The building blocks of the world. And Poseach Eshedecha. He controls the world. Baruch Atah Hashem. First Baruch Hashemon Hashem. Baruch Atah. Blessed are you who controls Brachas. Hashem. Hashem, remember what it means, Hashem? What does it stand for? What do we think about when we're supposed to, we say, Yud Kei Vav Kei, no?
Hashem was and as well be.
Hoya, Hove, V'yia, and Adon HaKol. He was, he is, and he will be, and he is the master of the universe. That's how we start our Shemoneh Esrei. Baruch Atah, you're the source of Bracha. You know why? Because you control the world. You always were here, you always are here, you always will be here. Ashrei. We say it with Kavanah. We think about the fact that we are praising Hashem with the entire Aleph Beis. The entire Aleph Beis, we're praising Hashem with the entire Aleph Beis. And we're saying to Hashem that you're in control of the world. You're in control of the world. That's what we're telling Hashem. You're in control of the world. Are you with me? Are you with me? Weeks ago, we said the following. Ashrei Yishrei Veisecha. It does not mean those who sit in your house, says Rosham Shafal Hirsch, because no one's allowed to sit in the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean, fortunate are the people, or happy are the people, who sit in your house? It does not mean one who merely dwells in your house, even if he meditates about the tefillah. Rather, is a frame of mind which is descriptive of a person who lives his normal everyday life in the house of Hashem. Such a person, whatever he does, he has some connection with the Kodesh Baruch. He's always in God's house. Ashrei Yishrei Veisecha. Even the most mundane activities of life, one's livelihood, even one's body functions have some connection with the Kodesh Baruch. Therefore, his entire life in Olam Hazeh is in the Beis Hashem. Ashrei Yishrei Veisecha. And then we added, as I said, 2 weeks ago in Shul, did you thank Hashem for the fact that we have air conditioning? When it's 103 outside. Even if it ain't working that well. And as Rabbi Schwartz was moisav, when I said it Shabbos morning, he was moisav by Shalosh Shudas. Do we thank Hashem that we have running water? Remember we said that Shalosh Shudas. Do we thank Hashem we have indoor plumbing? Do we thank Hashem that we have cars that go 60 miles an hour down smooth highways? You ever ride in a wagon with wooden wheels on a bumpy road?
Not recently.
When it's 30 below outside? Right? You have any idea what it is? No shakas. But a person who's connected, a person is connected. It's an incredible thing to be connected. Now, I want to tell you something. Do you ever eat bread? Mm-hmm. Bread is made of what?
Flour and water.
What is flour made out of?
Wheat.
Wheat. Yeah. How does wheat grow? In the ground. Very good. What do you have to do? Put a seed in the ground, you gotta water it, sunshine, right? There's one other ingredient, unbelievable ingredient. The ingredient is called God. God sends down a shefa, a spiritual influence, men hashamayim, that helps the bread to grow. It says in Shmuel Aleph, Chof, Pasuk, Chof Dalet. V'hi HaChodesh, it was at Rosh Chodesh, V'yeshev HaMelech, and Shaul HaMelech sat down, El HaLechem Le'echol, to eat the bread. The word El is spelt normally
Aleph
Lamed. El. The word El means? El.
Two.
But Yeshua Melech, El HaLechem Lechem. It happens to be that in this one spot, the word El is spelt with an ayin.
Like Al.
And it says it's a Kriyanik Siv. It's written and read, even though the reading is the same. Aleph and ayin are really the same, unless you are a Taimani. It's Al, guttural sound versus El. And that's probably a riot to the fact that the Aleph and the ayin are really different. But be that as it may, the Mefarshim say, you know what the difference is between the ayin and the Aleph? El Alecha means you go to eat the food. The physicality, the gashmius of the food. El with an ayin means al halechem. The food comes upon you. You ingest the food to get the ruchnius of the food. In yeshivas, in Lakewood yeshiva, when he would eat, a person once pointed it out to me. He would join us for Shalosh Shudas every week. How do guys eat? Take off your jacket, take off your tie, roll up your sleeves, and get your face into the food. Gevaldik. Get that quarter pound, half pound, 1 pound hamburger, slop it all over the place, ketchup spilling out. Everything is going all over the place. The pickles are coming out. It's unbelievable. Well, you're laughing about Goldstein, right? Stuff those french fries in. Come on. That's, you know. Shnei Kotler.
If you're a bacher, you can get away with that without getting weight.
Shnei Kotler, that's all. Eight. Are those people who are listening, sorry, I can't show you. We only have it right there on audio, not on video. He ate by sat straight in the chair and brought the food to him. Never went to the food. People told me in the Marines, is that true in the Army to teach you to eat like this at a right angle? No. No. Okay. Shnei Zatzal, somebody pointed out to me, he told me, Shnei Zatzal brought the food to him. He didn't go after the food. A person, it always bothers me. I'm still, this is only a first step, but it always bothers me. What do we make such a big deal about food? Shabbos food, Yontif food, Chassanis food, Purim food, Bris food, Pamitzah food, food. What's gate on the food? Give some drushes and go home. Teretz says, food is infused with Kedusha. It depends how you eat it and why you eat it. I'm not suggesting anybody do this. I did it a few times in my life.
You ever go to a Tish? You ever see what's going on over there? Even if you're not a chassid, one thing you see for sure, there's something powerful about eating. Eating has a certain power to it.
Well, they eat the Tish,
they pass the food around.
Forget about that. So watching the Rebbe eat. There's something going on over there. Eating has something special to it. If we go to the zoo and watch an animal eat, we'll have them. Eating. It's an unbelievable concept, eating. Food. Kodesh Baruch Hu made this concept. We need food for. We can go our whole lives with a battery pack and never have food. We have to recharge our heart, unless Baruch Hashem, someone's sick. The battery keeps on going in the heart. It's unbelievable. Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe we don't eat. Kodesh Baruch Hu, maybe we don't sleep. We could just go straight for 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, whatever. Okay, fine. Kodesh Baruch Hu, give food. Food has Kedusha. Food has Kedusha. You ingest the food has Kedusha. Food has Kedusha.
Why is the Chilek Asa such a big issue then?
It depends why you're eating it. If you're eating it just for the food, then a Chilek Asa is a very big issue. Zakim Shamshon Fol Hirsch, that your whole life is Yeshua Yisrael. I would like to say that what a person does with Ashrei is the following. Aleph Beis, Hashem built the world. Poseach Es Yodecha, Hashem is in control of the world. He built the world, He's in control of the world. That means He's in control of everything. Everything. And we have to be cognizant of that. And you know what happens if you're cognizant of the fact that Hashem built the world? And Hashem runs the world? And Hashem is Poseach Es Yodecha, Es Bilecho Chai Rotzo? You know what I think? I think if you can say Ashrei 3 times a day and you can think about it, you don't get into Olam Haba because of that if you're eating tarfus. No, that's not what it means. Person's Mechal Shabbos their whole life. Person Rachman al-Azan does all types of areas their whole life. But they mock me to say Ashrei 3 times a day. You think they're going to Olam Haba? No. I'll tell you what it means. Sometimes a person does something which shows great sensitivity. Shows great sensitivity. A teenager, a young man, or another couple does something which shows great sensitivity. And you look at that action and you say, that person is going to be great. That person, that's a sign of greatness. What was that? What is that? The person who goes to visit the sick person on Shabbos afternoon that nobody wants to visit. Right? The guy who's always given the ride to people. Right? So, listen. You go into Olam Haba because you visit the sick person? You know what it means? It means like this. Visiting a sick person is a gewaltige mitzvah. But when no one else is doing it, and you're doing it, you know what it means? It means either you already are on the road to greatness, or you're beginning the road to greatness. You're not going to Olam Haba because you are the only one who visited the sick person one time. It means if you are such a person who can think of... it's a what?
Symptom.
It's a symptom. It's a proof. It's a raya. Okay? Therefore, I think, Gemara says the following. You say Ashrei 3 times a day. Not Ashrei. Hi, guy. How you doing? It's great to see you. How's your mother? Oh, let me see if I got an email. What is that? You said Ashrei, though. No. You may have said the words of Ashrei. You know what I mean? It's a mumbo jumbo. You know, you said some of the words. It means like this. A person sits down and says, Ashrei Yeshua V'Yisachar. Happy is the man who lives with God. God provides everybody with their needs. Because God is in control. If you sit down 3 times a day and say Ashrei, and you mean what you say, I don't mean it takes you an hour. It takes you a minute and a half. Or even a minute. But you say it with the conviction that it's Aleph Beis and it's Poseach because God is in control. Then you're on your way to Olam Haba. Muftachle. You're on your way to Olam Haba. If I can see a person who sits It says Ashrei three times a day with Kavana. I see a person who's on the road to make it big. That's what I say. I'm thinking that that's what Chazal means. That's what Chazal means. When everybody asks the question, what does it mean? So some people say it means that if a person's 50-50 and is about to go into Olam Haba, Ashrei will tip the scale. So they ask the question, what do you need Ashrei for? You give some tzedakah, you're also going to tip the scales. You shake a little, you also tip the scales if you're 50-50. So everybody struggles, what is Ashrei's might? I would like to say, based off of these kashas, what's the mile of saying Alav Beis, and what's the mile of saying Paseach? I really think the mile is connecting to God. If you live your life connected to God, you're on your way to God. I don't have an answer for you yet. Why we don't say Ashrei before Ma'ariv. I don't have an answer for that yet. But I do think I have an answer for this. I think that's what's going on here. Our job is to start off. We're into Pesukei Zimra now. We've already said all the brachas and everything we've been talking about Tfilah here for who knows how long it's been already, a year and a half or whatever it's been. Now we're getting to Ashrei. Ashrei. Baruch Shem Ashrei Yishtabach. Ashrei means we sit down and try to connect to God by telling Him, you are in control. We are your subjects. You are in control. Do it three times a day. We haven't gotten the Shema yet. Shema is something else. Shema is you're in control and I'm mekabel to do your mitzvahs. No, that's what Shema is. Shema is kabbal salmach Shema. Here's an admission that God is in control. Yes?
Somebody doesn't have the right motto when they say Paseach HaTzilecha. Is that Ma'akev?
It's not Ma'akev. It's definitely something you should strive to do. Definitely something you should strive to do.
I don't know. I just told you something.
You got to say Ashrei. And you got to say Paseach. But I think the most important thing is we got to think. You got to think. What's going on?
I don't know. I just thought about
what's going on. I'll tell you one second. What George said. We got to think. What's going on? God's in control. God's in control. And the truth of the matter is, everybody says, we've been knocking on this theme already. I can't tell you how long. You know why? Because I really believe that that's the theme of davening. That's not that. Davening is saying, in many different ways, as Colin just asked, through many different tefillahs, God is in control. God is in control. When I saw that this Rishon puts together this Gemara of Aleph Beis by Eicha with Aleph Beis of this, that's what got me excited. That's what we said last week. Barsha Kivati. That's what's going on. Aleph Beis is the building block of the world. You believe? I believe. How do you believe? I believe. You know how I believe? I'll tell you what I believe. I believe God is in control. Poseach Eshadecho must be the whole Chai Ratzel. That's what we're doing here. Thanks all for coming. Next week, Bez Hashem Yizbarach. Mort, what is your question?